Hey, everybody. Welcome to Then She Did, A Quest for More. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Hello, Emily. I'm okay. How about you?
I'm pretty good. It's a Monday, first of all, which is not, do we usually record? No, we don't usually record.
No, but I think we're switching it because...
this fall semester or winter semester, whatever we're in now. Yeah. Yeah. Everything changes. So this is our Monday vibe.
Yeah.
It might be a little different from our other
Wednesday.
Days of the week. I have a feeling. So we have kind of an interesting episode today because we are at like kind of a crossroads of wanting to wrap up
2020
election season, holidays, things we've been talking about. And plus, I think we've mentioned before, we both feel like we're moving into this phase two, this new phase of our quest. So we're going to kind of wrap up
season two,
and do a little like look back. And then next pod, we'll start into our deep dive into phase two, which will be like as we go.
I know.
It's an experiment.
Like a lot, like happening in real time.
Yes. This is also, Erin, our 1 year anniversary.
No, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry. What's year one paper? That should be easy. I'll just send you a book. That's really funny. Yeah, happy anniversary. Does it feel like 1 year of podcasting?
No. It feels like we've been doing it, not in a bad way forever, but just feels very natural. Like, oh yeah, we've just been doing this thing.
Especially when you think about how long we've been doing it like this. Because initially we were together and we were podcasting. And so like...
Yes, we've been doing it this way longer because it was too... Like we started in January and then by March we couldn't see each other anymore.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like I think we talked about this the other day, but I feel like that the year of quarantine anniversary is really just like hanging heavy over just like everything.
I know.
It just feels like a lot. Everything feels like a lot. I mean, it is a lot. Everything is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it also just feels like, I feel like even those of us who are perfectly content in quarantine are starting to get a little itchy about it.
You know, it would just be nice not to have to worry. You know what I mean? Like worry about
going
out in public and like possibly getting sick. Like, or, you know.
Or make like some plans. Like we're trying to make our summer vacation plans, which like we camp in our RV, so... It's doable. We camped a few times this summer, but, you know, it's just like we decided not to leave the state. We decided, you know, we just want to keep things sort of shorter and more local because, you know, you don't know.
Yeah. Usually this is when I'm like high gear planning for summer and like I don't even, it hasn't even crossed my mind. I'm like, I don't even, like,
right.
How do we even know like what's going to happen?
I think as we start to miss things the second time. It's going to be like, the shit's played out, man. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all rolls out.
Yeah. So how were the holidays?
You know, I had a few bumps, but overall, I personally feel like I thrived at the pace of this holiday season. Like usually, it's like, I feel like I'm constantly recovering from something like, you know, like a get together that was tense or, you know, like.
Running from one get together to the next. Like that's the, like you barely have time to recover before you're like.
Right. And like,
else.
You know, if you want to go to the movies, it's crowded. And like, just like, I'm really realizing how much, of an introvert I really am. So like, for example, okay, usually I do not enjoy playing board games, but like one day my son was like, do you want to play? And I was like, wait a second, I feel rested. And I just had some time to myself beforehand. And I was like, yes. And it was just like such a natural, like, yeah, let's do this thing. And I had so much fun. And then it just kind of flowed in, you know, when we stopped, I like gave myself a little pedicure. It was just like one of those like moments where I didn't have the day planned. And I was like, oh, I see why the holidays stress me out. There's so many moving parts and dynamics. And yes. This time I really felt like I had a vacation on my vacation. So, I mean, New Year's Eve was a little meh. And I have learned again that I am not meant to stay up past midnight. And part of me wanted to because I know this is not usually like who I am, but like I like was like, I don't know how long the kids are going to want to like hang out with me on New Year's. And I like want to be there. And I was just so tired and I kept falling asleep during the movie and during Andy and Anderson like show. And I was so tired the next day and like whatever. But like, again, it wasn't like the weight of like the whole month of December, because it's not just that week of the holidays. I feel like it's like, you know, if you have kids and holiday, like kids and stuff, like there's like programs, like their holiday program, their holiday choir thing, or like,
right,
you know, like, you know, last year when my son was in elementary school, there was like parties and just, it was just a lot. So like I was able to recover from New Year's Day without it being like this like huge thing. And then, you know, reentry was not as rough as it usually is, but it still was a little rough. And then Wednesday happened with the rioters that stormed the Capitol. And I was like, oh my God, this is only like the first week of January. And I'm so mad that literally so many people saw this coming and now here it happened. And people are like, why did this happen? And I just feel like I could have doom scrolled forever, but I had my writing assignment that was due and I baked my first double layer cake. So like, it was like a really, I felt like I was practicing things that I had been putting to use all the things I practiced in 2020, like these terrible, chaotic things are going to happen and you need to stay informed and you need to be involved in whatever level you feel like you should be involved in, but you can't abandon yourself in the face of these things. And I really felt like I practiced that. Anyway, enough about me. What about you?
And you got a writing assignment and a double layer cake out of the deal. So I feel like that's a win. It's a total win.
The cake was a win. I've been wanting to do that forever. And kids are always like, you always say you're going to do it and you never do. And I was like, this is the year it's going to happen. I can't wait to do it again. Anyway, if you have any recipes for frosting that's not buttercream, anybody out there, I welcome it. Because although this recipe was good, it didn't taste. I was trying to get it like our local grocery store, Kroger, whippy frosting. And it didn't quite taste like whippy frosting. But anyway.
That's pretty funny. I know you put like holidays and I was like, were there holidays? Was that 4 years ago? Like, it just seems like it's been a million years since even the holidays. It's just crazy.
What has happened since then? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know. But they were good. I feel like, you know, they're always hard. I think we've talked about this before because we're wrapping up the semester, like going into the holidays, and it's my son's birthday. It's beginning of December. So that all just takes some time to get into the swing of like holiday mode. Mm-hmm. But we had a good time. We had a little tree and we, you know, we just hung out with us. The rest of my family members all wanted the Oculus VR virtual reality thing, which.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had a lot of reservations about because all three of them, my husband and my children, get motion sick. And I am the only one who doesn't get motion sickness, but I just don't like VR. I feel like it's claustrophobic to me. Like, I don't feel like, I don't like not being able to see around me. I feel like I need need to be able to see. So I just don't really like VR. I haven't even tried it. But they all wanted it. And I was like, if you guys are just going to be puking. But so far, it's been pretty good. There's some games where they can only play like a shorter amount, a period of time. But, it's kind of funny. I think I told you this. It's like it reminds me of when they were young and you could stick them like in a playpen or in like a saucer seat because they're like sitting in the middle of the floor in the living room and they have this thing on their face and they can just sit there and it's like they can entertain themselves, but they're stationary and I can watch them easily. And there's something about it that's like just kind of nice because it's
that's
like
awesome.
And also like all their stuff is inside. Like I don't have to watch it on the TV. Like it's all inside their thing on their head. So I don't know. It's kind of funny. And there's that's one awesome. Game called Akron, where the person with the VR is a tree who has is dropping acorns, and then the rest of us can play on our phones, and we are all squirrel, chipmunk, raccoon type things, and we're like trying to get the acorns and take them back to our base. And so we can all play together, all four of us, and it's really fun. That is
oh my
really
god,
fun.
That's so great.
It's hilarious. So that's good. And I got myself, I think I mentioned this before, my new daily planner, my Papier daily planner, and I will put the link in our notes because I'm in love with it, Erin. I love it so much.
What do you like about it?
It's like, so it's only, like, I got the daily one, so it's only 16 weeks in, like, the one that I have, and I already ordered, like, my next one.
Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, yeah, it's like a so book. Pretty.
Yeah. And so, like, in 16 weeks, I can get a new cover, which I, like, have, I'm, like, I change planners, like, every 6 months. Like, I just, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people. So I'm hoping this will give me a more sustainable system, but also, like, it's more goal-oriented, like, and I feel like I have this set period of time of like, okay, what are the things I want to accomplish in these next 16 weeks or whatever.
Oh, I like that idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'm really loving that. And you and I got into a funny conversation before Christmas about, I was like, we're not doing stocking stuffers, right? And you were like, yes, we are. And I was like, I mean, we don't usually do stocking stuffers, mostly because whenever we go someplace, like my parents do them and my mother-in-law does them. So then I'm like, I'm not going to get more piddly stocking shit to just.
Yeah.
And we don't need more candy, right? Like all of that. But I started to panic. We didn't have candy canes was the thing. My daughter was like, candy canes are my favorite. And I was like, I think that's a lie, but okay. So I didn't have candy canes. But then the Saturday Night Live skit of Christmas morning.
Yes, the one with Chris. I think it was Kristen Wiig about the robe, and then the mom got the robe for Christmas. But they did a whole thing about stockings too.
Yeah, and she's like, "Mine's just a flat sock with nothing." And I was like, "Okay." So I ordered some stocking stuff, but mainly because I wanted to get the game Skip-Bo cards because, like, for some reason, this was like a game I played all growing up, and I played with my grandma all the time. And for some reason, we don't have a set of Skip-Bo cards. We had them, and they just like disappeared. So I've been wanting to get them. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy myself. After that, I was like, I'm going to buy myself a set of Skip-Bo cards, and those are going to fit in my stocking. And so, yeah, it inspired me to like.
Nice.
I mean, yes. I still
stocking
bought myself.
Stuffers are fun.
All my presents with. Like that. Buy your mom more than one gift. She deserves it. We can't stop quoting that line where she burns herself and she's like, I keep the pain inside of me.
I didn't scream because I keep it inside.
Oh, Kristen Wiig. She's so funny. So that was holidays. I don't know. School, it's like, is that still happening? I guess so.
I know.
We're back at it, which is kind of nice. I mean, we all do better over here with a little bit of routine and structure, as much as we like to just like fly by the seat of our pants. But of course, we're going to start the whole remote schooling debate today. Tonight is a board meeting.
Oh, yeah. I looked at the agenda and I was like, I don't know if that's happening, but I guess it is.
Just one of those things was like, why are we even still talking about this? We're not going back until it's safe. End of story. And the teachers are going to start getting vaccinated, right? So, I mean, I don't know when that will be, but it's not going to be. We're supposed to go back like the 17th. It's not going to be next week.
Of January?
Yeah, like next week. Mm-hmm. We're not. After Martin Luther King Day.
I feel like I'm doing. No, like, oh, yeah, that would be Wednesday because like Monday and Tuesday, we don't have school.
Yeah. Do we not have Tuesday either? I thought we had. Mm-hmm. I thought we just had Monday off. Yeah.
I'm just making my David Rose face. Mm-hmm. Right. Going back after Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's not, I mean, I feel like we still haven't seen the full fallout from
the holidays yet.
The holidays, yeah. I've heard so many stories of whole families getting sick from like the one person who, and it's always like they knew maybe they had been exposed, but they didn't think they were sick. So they thought it would be fine and then, like, get their whole family sick. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. Best of luck.
Best stuff look. So Erin, looking back, season two was pretty short.
It was.
It mainly covered our fall, back to school, and election season, but I feel like that was so much.
That was a lot. That was a lot. And it was hard to talk about the quest because all of those things were happening, but we did, and it was really interesting to see how it intersected with some of the things that were going on in politics.
Yes. Yes. I think if we, like, when I was looking back over season two, it seems like that was really kind of like our theme almost for season two. And I was looking at our fear and creativity in the quest episode and thinking about just like how that word fear was such a, you know, it was like, don't let your fear control you. Like all of that,
right.
Like nonsense of like accusing each other of being afraid. Like, oh, okay, let's all just deal with our own fear. I mean, let's just like.
Right.
But I was thinking about how it's kind of funny that like when there's so much external fear, in some ways, I think maybe that helps take the fear away. Like
when you're like in chaos and like fear, real fear, like tangible fear of like your health or your safety, the fear of your creative quest then doesn't right. really seem that scary.
Right. Which I think we've benefited from. Like, well, shit, yeah, like we can do like, this. This is.
And I think it was really, I mean, we're just really fortunate that we like had already done all this legwork where we could see, like, we felt fear of the quest. But then when you match it up to like a real present fear that could, you know, hurt you, it was like, oh, well, this isn't anything really to be afraid of.
Right.
That's all in my mind. Like when I see like what something really looks like to be afraid, like, oh, well, I guess I can write that assignment and turn it into my mentor and see what she says without feeling like I'm going to die, because I already feel like I might die if I go to the grocery store.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. I was just going to say that when even getting like going to the grocery store, when even getting groceries is hard, like this seems less hard. We can do it from the safety of our seats.
Right.
What was I just going to say? I was thinking about, was that like 2018? Like, I know I did, but I think we both started getting all these messages about like shoring up our foundation. I think Weirdly Magical, that was like.
That was like 2019. I remember that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, like, what does this even mean? And like, oh, I get it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Like establishing the legs and the foundation for like your practices and what you're doing. And I think like we both took that like really seriously because of where we were quest wise, but it ended up being for more than that.
Right. Yes, indeed.
Oh, boy.
Was that your favorite episode, The Fear, Creativity, and the Quest?
I think so. I think a lot of the ones, ours intersected. So I was just going to piggyback off of the ones that you also liked. But I thought that was one that I thought was really good. And I think, too, like, I think the quest, when you're in times of chaos and struggle, can be that, like, touchstone of truth and direction where that you can trust that thing, especially if you believe that it has to do with your like true purpose on this earth, and like the direction it's leading you in will always be the right direction. It may not be your favorite direction or the direction right. you want to go in, but it will always lead you to the next thing.
And it like it grounds you into like something that's real and healing for you. And I feel like if I didn't have that, I think I would make a career out of doom scrolling, to be quite honest. Like I said earlier in the podcast, like because I had something, I had an accountability date, like I had to turn in my very first assignment for the next session of my writing course. Like I had to do that, you know, and that took a moment. Like I was able to ground in something that mattered to me while still staying informed. It offers that balance, I feel, where you're like, oh yeah, like I'm not only put on this earth to like worry about what's going to happen next.
Right, right. Yeah, same. I mean, I've been doing that like daily writing challenge since July.
So wow.
And you have to email your whatever you wrote. And it doesn't have to be like a huge thing that you wrote, but it does like force you. There would have been, you know, you've seen me over the past few years. Like there would have been months where I wouldn't have even thought about, oh, mm-hmm. I should write something.
Right.
Let alone every day, which I think is the other thing I really like about my daily planner, because I usually have like a weekly planner and I always wanted a daily one, but they're so big and mm-hmm. like, how are you going to haul that thing around? You can't really. So, but there's something about like being able to, I don't know, think about the hours of the day. I just feel like, you know, with everything slowed down like this, there's just more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what was a favorite episode of yours from season 2?
I had a couple of them. I mean, the permission and purpose one, I think exploring the idea, like why the hesitancy and following our purpose is so interesting. For me, it's so insidious and deeply embedded that I don't even realize it until I'm bumping up against something and I'm like, what's happening here? And so I loved also how this episode came from like a conversation that we were just happened to have about Brené Brown and her ability to set boundaries with her parents as like a new mom. And I think also the history is interesting too, because we looked at that and it's only been like 40-ish years that women have been able to control their bodies or have credit cards. So like I really liked thinking about how the idea of permission is like a generational wound that the quest is healing. And I mean, to hash this out with you was so good for me. And I don't think I realized it at the time, but it was probably a discussion that helped me get to phase 2 of the quest.
I love it.
So that was a great one. And also I learned so much during our internalized capitalism episode, and I like wanted to learn so much about it, and I saw like in terms of how it ties to racism, but then I was also able to see how it intersected with my own self-worth, and then like it just loops back to like racism and like where it just, it's so interesting to me. And it also gave me language to better understand just how deeply racism is embedded in our systems, and it also shows me gave me context as to why I struggle as a writer. It goes everything against about worthiness and productivity and end results that has been ingrained in me. Again, another path, stepstone towards phase 2.
Yes. And I don't think we've seen the end of this conversation. Like, this is just something that's our country. I mean, it is like a huge thing our country has to reckon with. I think
it's just interesting how it like affects you on a personal level, but then you can see how it like how that own like wound inside of you like has tentacles and like can affect your actions outside of your personal space. And you know, like I understand, like this gave me another window into like how like where my judginess comes from. I'm like, oh well, like this is like because of how I feel about worthiness and productivity, and if I am judging someone else, then I'm definitely judging me, and like that's not good for anybody. I don't know, it was just really interesting to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the like biggest blessings to come out of the pandemic is just this time where we can all reevaluate what we think of as accomplishment and
scarcity. That was the other
scarcity,
thing.
Scarcity, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Like what,
like our
have.
Idea of scarcity comes from this idea of internalized capitalism, which then is rooted back in racism. And like, I'm just like, it just is all like, I personally can't separate any of that. It all touches. It's like a huge Venn diagram that has a juicy center.
Yeah. Right. Did you see too, I think it was yesterday that, or maybe 2 days ago that, article about the job loss.
No, I didn't see that.
The latest job numbers. I think it's like 140,000 or 150,000 jobs lost. It's all like all women. It's all women. And then someone pointed out I don't know what I was reading. It's all women of color because actually white women have a zero like a zero job loss over this period of time. Isn't it? So like white women haven't been affected at all. And the job losses of men they've made up for them. So like, yes, they've lost, but like they've also gained jobs. But like, so all of the jobs that have been lost are all jobs that were held by women. And I think then predominantly women of color, which. Yeah. So that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's really terrible.
I also enjoyed our Christmas party episode.
Oh my God.
It just like, I loved my present from you, and it just felt so grateful and happy that I could like have somebody in my life that I could like have these moments with. So that was a fun one too.
That was fun. And it was our first video podcast.
Yes.
Which we managed to figure out how to do. So maybe we'll have to do more of those. I don't know.
I'd be down.
I know. Let us know if you like the video podcast. I always think it's fun to see people.
I know.
Or be able to watch it. I know what I was going to tell you. I forgot. One of my friends on Facebook was telling me this whole story about her neighbor who their grandson had infected. They knew he had been exposed at school. Right. Like by the kid who sat like so there was like a positive case like in his classroom. But he wasn't sick. So anyway, they all got sick. And she said apparently they didn't know something about the like how the virus spreads. I don't remember. And she's like, do they not have a designated family doom scroller? And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's everybody. Every family needs a designated doom scroller.
Who can yes. keep
the rest of the people apprised of like where the danger lies.
I also feel like there's enough information out there for even a non-doom scroller to know that like you should not be in the room with somebody who's been exposed. I mean, like you can't even go to a doctor's office. They say if you've been exposed, stay home.
I know. I just thought that was so funny. A DDS designation.
I'm the DDS for sure.
We switch off and on here. We switch off. I was definitely doom scrolling. I mean, last week we just had, it was like we were living in the news, you know, like
in the newsroom,
in the back part of the newsroom where like all the TV screens are, like that's how it felt. Like the TV was on, where like computers are up. Like it was just
I know. You know that I watch cable news very sparingly now and I could not look away. It was on, no. I don't know, forever.
And I mean, it just is also, though, such a reminder of how easily you get sucked into it. And really, they just say the same things over. Like, there's no
new
news.
I know.
Like, it's right. just. And the if same you do, thing.
Like, the new news pops up on your phone notifications. And that's when I was like, oh, I can go right now because there's really nothing new happening. And like, me reliving this moment over and over and over again feels like it's hurting me and not yes. being productive.
And it's like, let's talk to one other person let's talk to another representative who is there. It's like, but also like, I've already heard this story from a few people now. So like,
I could tap out now.
I can tap out. Yes, exactly. So, but I did feel like that was, it was just shit all over the place anyway, but I like, having that on and just having us both be on high alert here, like it definitely was tough on the kids. And my daughter was like expressing some like anger towards what was happening. And I was like, you just have to remember we did everything right. We did everything we could do and we won. Like we protested, we fought, we voted, we worked for elections, we won in 2018, we won in 2020. Like, the mm-hmm. system is working the way it's supposed to work. And so, like, you have to just believe in that.
Yeah.
And not, you know, believe that that will work. In the end, that will be the thing that survives all of this crazy.
I think that's some sage advice.
Oh, my God. All right. So you want to talk about, are we ready to move on to?
Yes. Season three.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about this other part of the quest we talked about earlier called phase two, and I'm really, really excited to be going through this in real time and sharing it.
Yes, it's a new adventure for us to be like sort of doing it in real time. We also did our vision boards.
Yes.
2 weeks ago?
What I did mine. Oh, you did yours a little bit earlier than mine. I glued mine last week.
Yeah, I had been like...
No, 2 weeks ago.
I had already been tearing out for a couple of weeks. I kept waiting for like inspiration to hit me, and it really just never... nothing grabbed me, but it was interesting because once I started putting together the vision board, something did emerge just from the, you know, like what I was putting together. So I thought that was really interesting because I didn't have like a vision as I was,
even though I didn't
tearing
either.
Things, cutting things out. I was like, meh, I don't really have anything that's like moving me here, but.
Yes. I want to talk about this more when we start season three, because I had a very like alchemy like moment when I was putting mine together, and ooh, it was Monday. It was Monday. And then Tuesday, I was like, yeah, I feel really good about this. And then Wednesday, that all happened. And that was such a big week. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway.
I know. So we've also been leaning hard into our astrology sources, which the new Channy Nicholas app is amazing. If you don't,
yes. And if you remember, if you watched our Christmas store or Christmas office episode, I gave Emily the book of the Channy Nicholas new book, and I have it for myself. And we're both into the app, and it's just super interesting. I cannot recommend it enough.
It's super interesting, but there's also something that's comforting when even the astrologers are like, well, holy shit, this is going to be a whole thing. Buckle yes. up, people. And even, was it Monday? It was Monday, right? That like last Monday that you, me, and my husband were all like having like creative existential crises. Mm-hmm. All on the same day. And I was like, I think it's something bigger than us. Like we're all each yes. individually
and it's
having.
So interesting because it may have been dealing like the way that I understand it is like it was affecting like a certain house and a certain like planet in my chart. And like it was probably like obviously we don't all have the same chart. So it was like touching on our charts differently, but like we all were like dealing with the same thing.
It was hilarious.
In a slightly different way. It was really funny.
I mean, I was texting you, and then all of a sudden, my husband turned to me. Like, I'm sitting next to him. I'm texting you. All of a sudden, he turned to me, and he said, like, pretty much word for word what you had been texting me. And I was like, okay.
That like, is so funny. Oh, my God.
It's like there's something going on.
We'll link to this in the in our show notes if you're interested in joining us on this part of the journey.
Yeah. That app is... just gives you a lot of tools and a lot of resources for like every day and for your week and thinking. Like, I love that. I love that there's like mm-hmm. meditations and all, yeah. you know, journal prompts. I love all of that. So that I think like, sure, give me something to do, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, don't just tell me where planets are, but like, I need you to tell me what to do about it. And right. I feel like she gives you that.
Yes. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, we will be so like this will post. I don't know when we're posting this episode, but like we will also be so in 2 weeks, mark your calendars. We're also going to be talking about phase two, and we are so curious to see like have you had any interesting breakthroughs in your quest? Are you feel like you're just getting started? Are you stuck? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Then she did pod on all of our socials. And then she did pod at gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know if you did a vision board. I want to
see. Oh, yeah.
I want to see some other people's vision boards.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to catch up with you in the holidays, and let us know how your holidays went too.
Yes.
Was it different? Did it feel good? Did it feel bad? Was it just different? Let us know.
Yeah. We're moving on.
Yep.
Moving on. 2021, here we come.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. See you, friends.
Bye.
Bye.